cars. The complication of our times. Conceive that you are sitting in front of porch, indulging in the shining sun, when your neighbor comes back in his annoying car, with the buzzing, zooming humming sound, and its exhaust pipe puffing out horrible black smoke. Would you think about the question whether the cars are becoming a blessing or a menace to human beings? Would you be aware that cars have become a formidable complication of our times? In our modern days, cars are apt to be the premier reliance of people to get to work or to drop their children off at school. However, some reckless drivers put themselves and others in danger. About 200 casualties are deprived of their lives in traffic accidents every day in China. The other drawback of cars is their serious pollution. The composite toxic gas exhausted by the engine will inflict adverse effects on the health of car users and all the innocent pedestrians, passers-by. We should take precaution to the prevalent phenomenon, but it is easy to be underestimated. For example, people with pneumonia would suffer from more attacks because of the pollution. The car's toxic emission would form acid rain. And what's more, no matter how much effort the manufacturers make to renovate the engine to minimize the car's emissions, it will damage our earth in one way or another. Lastly, cars might create social problems in a magnitude radius. People depend on their cars so much that they will ignore to physical exercise and end up deteriorating their health. The noises created by cars must bring disturbance to people who inhabit adjoining highways. In my subjective opinion, in order to create an environmentally friendly and safe world, it is necessary for related municipal sectors to adopt constrained decrees, such as setting vehicular allocated quotas and pegging the permits in number. Secondly, automobile manufacturers should try to improve the efficiency of vehicles, such as finding solutions to recycle the redundant fuel in emission of engine, and diminishing the noise of a car engine as well. Thirdly, try to streamline the traffic by setting up dedicated bus lines and giving priority to minibuses or vehicles carrying more than 3 passengers. In addition, building the pedestrian overpass at the junction is also a good choice.